Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This morning's sermon text is taken in part from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5. It reads, "As I was with Moses, so I will be with you." The book of Joshua marks the fulfillment of God's promise, exodus of the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land of Canaan. God had commissioned a man named Joshua to become the successor of Moses and lead the Israelites into Canaan. Joshua was a great, great leader. He received a lot of encouragement from God to do God's will. And I believe that we all can be like a Joshua. We all need encouragement in our walk with Christ. It isn't easy fighting the flesh, fighting those fleshly desires. It isn't easy not wanting to return evil for evil. But it takes faith to know that God is working in us to overcome the flesh and the allurements of the world. Encouragement from God's word or each other is an important motivating factor to continue to press on being a light in this dark world, especially when we fall off track ourselves. Encouragement helps us when we don't see ourselves as God sees us. And unfortunately, many of us can become discouraged about ourselves or our abilities to follow God. For example, sharing Christ with others is one of the most neglected areas for a believer. Remember, God has equipped us so that we can do His will. And through Him, all things are possible. That's not just a catchphrase. That's scripture. That is truth. Praise God for not only being a loving God, but He is a God of encouragement. And we're going to go see that in Joshua. So let me read Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, 'Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people of the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, into the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, command you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law which shall not depart from your mouth. But you shall meditate in a day and night, and you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I just want to give a little background on Joshua. The name Joshua means the Lord is salvation. His original name was Hoshea until it was changed by Moses. Typically, name changes in the Bible represent new purposes in life. And Joshua was commissioned for a major new purpose by God. Joshua was born in Egyptian slavery. He lived over 40 plus years in Egyptian bondage. Joshua is first mentioned in Scripture when Moses chose him to lead the Israelite army into battle against the Amalekites. Joshua would be God's chosen instrument to lead. And God had Moses develop develop Joshua to become his successor in leading the nation, but also as a spiritual leader as well. Moses inaugurated him, giving Joshua authority over the congregation. When Moses died, Joshua was almost 90 years old himself. Israel was nearing the end of a 40-year wilderness period and getting close to entering the promised land. The land of Canaan, known today as Israel, or surrounding countries such as Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon, that was the goal or the finish line to which God was leading his people. The land of Canaan in the Old Testament kind of represents like a heavenly salvation for believers today. Look at how this land is described in the Bible. A land which you are a stranger, an everlasting possession, a place the Lord has made for his own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. And Joshua, in some ways, was like a shadow of Jesus. They both began their earthly life in obscurity. They both were obedient to him that sent them, doing the will of God the Father. They both brought deliverance to the people of God from their enemies. Joshua led God's people safely into the promised land. And Jesus leads believers safely into the eternal kingdom of heaven. However, even though Joshua had some similarities to Jesus, he was imperfect like us. Like us, he needed encouragement to take on a new responsibility, to take on a new challenge in life. God's encouragement to Joshua in chapter 1 was to be strong-minded and have courage, because no matter what, God has your back. And we see this encouragement before and after every command God gives Joshua. The encouragement is in verse 5, verse 6, verse 7, verse 9, verse 18. The challenge for believers today is to take up the cross and follow Jesus. In essence, deny the flesh and become more sensitive to the Spirit. Amen. To walk His way. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works." It's easy to hide behind the title Christian. The hard part is to show it and demonstrate it. Sometimes we can get comfortable watching from the background, seeing other people do what we should be doing. For example, Joshua was trained by Moses in the things of spiritual value. Joshua observed Moses lead God's people out of Egypt. He observed Moses interact with the people as they complained about the wilderness. And like many of us, Joshua may have been content being in the background. It's easier to be at the back than it is over here in the front, trust me. Well, Moses died, and now is Joshua's turn to step up. So we're going to look at three sources of Joshua's strength. First, faith. Second, a distinct call. And third, the Word of God. In the book of Numbers, we see a great example of Joshua's faith in God. The Lord had commanded Moses to send a leader from each tribe to spy out the land of Canaan. The Israelites had high hopes for this land. And when the spies reported back from the land, and they gave good report that the land was very fruitful, that it flows with milk and honey, Canaan was everything the Israelites wanted. However, the land also had powerful cities within. And some of these cities were fortified. The people were strong and of great stature, like giants compared to the Israelites, who were described like grasshoppers. The Israelites were discouraged. Why would God lead them to a land to only die by the sword? They thought it would be better to return to Egypt. They would rather go back into the bondage under the Egyptians. They had a lack of faith in what God can do, that God would carry them through whatever circumstance that came forward. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, The land we pass through to spy out is exceedingly good. If the Lord delights in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. This is exactly what Satan wants. For people to remain in bondage, to have no hope. The Israelites, they let their fear of the unknown prevent them from going forward into the promised land. Even after seeing what God initially done for them, leading them out of Egyptian bondage, parting the Red Sea, all the miracles that He did in the wilderness, just slipped their brain. It wasn't enough for them. They still challenged God. They still complained about their situation. And they still lacked faith in what God can do. And He let their faith, their fear, take over their faith, like many of us do. Numbers 14:11 reads, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'How long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them?'" So because they rejected God, they tested God, and they didn't listen to God, none of the first generation of the Israelites got to see the promised land, except two that had faith and trust in God, Caleb and Joshua. 1 John 5:4 reads, For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. God never promised that our wilderness period, which is an analogy for the world today, would be easy. Prosperity teachers may teach that life with God is easy, but it isn't. Nothing is smooth sailing. What faith in God can do is carry us through this wilderness period of life. Faith is a dependence on God, that what He said and did is true. Faith is a confidence and a trust in God. Joshua had it despite the road ahead, and so can you and I if we just lean on God. The second source of strength for Joshua was a distinct call. The distinct call from God was to lead His people over the Jordan River into the promised land, possess what was given to him by conquering the cities in the promised land, then divide Israel's inheritance. Joshua knew what was ahead for him. He saw the fortified cities. He saw the giants. I'm sure he didn't know how he would do all this, but he pressed on anyway. God gave Joshua specific objectives. Once you have the objective, the how will eventually come. Just ask Einstein. God said, be strong and of good courage. This is encouragement for all of us to be Christ-like, to speak and share the word outside of these four walls. Just as God given Joshua a distinct call, he has given us a distinct calling as well. Believers are commissioned as well. Romans 10:15 reads, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. John 20, verse 21 reads, so Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I send you. Jesus also said in Acts 26:18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from the darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Lifestyle evangelism is a way of attracting people to the message of God. However, even though it is good to show Christ-likeness, it's more important to share Christ with others. They need to hear the word. We live in a world where foolishness is all around. And yes, we ought not to give a confusing testimony and take part in foolishness, but stand up for your higher calling. My friends, consider your ways as you look in the mirror and reflect. Colossians 3:5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. We are called to seek Christ-likeness. This is what Paul states in Philippians. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us be of the same mind. As we preach Christ, we will stumble at times. Some questions may thump us, but don't let that stop you. But let it help you grow. Remember, God will not throw you by the wayside. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Just look at the sermon text. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And Moses had a difficult life. The third source of strength for Joshua, the word of God. Joshua 1:8. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and that you may observe to do all according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The word of God in the concordance is described as divine communication in written form. God speaks to us through his holy book. There is none like it. It's the infallible word of God. And God said to meditate on it daily. Why? Because it's food for your soul. We need it. We need to draw from it and grow. It's a discerner for Christian living. Psalm 119:105. Your word is the lamp to my feet and the light to my path. The word is to be studied. Deuteronomy 17:19. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes. The more you understand about God, who he is, his ways, more power to you. You gain a greater understanding of the ways of the world through God's eyes. You see what Satan wants. You see his end game. It has been said many times from this pulpit, his ways are higher than our ways. So let's take the initiative and learn his ways. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So just like Joshua, use it, and in turn it will be a source of strength for you. Amen?
Amen.
Dear Lord Heavenly Father, Father, praise you. Praise God. Praise you that you are not only a God of judgment, but you are a God of love, and you are a God of encouragement. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, sending your Son, Jesus, on our behalf to be the atonement for our sins. Thank you, Father, for when we fall, you are there to catch us. You are there to pick us up. You are there to help us live victorious Christian lives. Thank you, Father, for the three sources of strength you have given us, that you've shown us today through Joshua: faith, a distinct calling, and your word, Father. May we continue to use these to help us, to our advantage, but more importantly, to glorify and honor you, Jesus, your Son. All this I pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, offer one another a sign of peace.